Medically fragile children depend on equipment like ventilators and feeding tubes to survive. More than 3,000 live in Florida, and they often require round-the-clock nursing care.
None of these children chose to be near drowning victims. None of these children chose to be run over by cars. None of these children chose genetic defects.
That's Paolo Anino, a lawyer representing several of the children's families in a suit against Florida. The suit makes the same charges against the state that the U.S. Department of Justice made last year in a scathing letter. They say the state is violating federal disability law because more than 200 medically fragile children are living in nursing homes, and many more live at home but struggle to get their nursing care covered by Medicaid. The Americans with Disabilities Act says disabled people must be cared for in the most integrated setting possible, which usually means in their homes. On Thursday, State Agency for Healthcare Administration Secretary Liz Dudek said the state has addressed these concerns with a new Enhanced Nurse Care Coordination Program.
The program is designed to help empower parents and help them personalize the experience that they have somebody that they can go to find out about what's available for their child.
Dudek says nurse care coordinators will also help parents navigate transitions out of nursing homes, should that be what they choose. Another change she announces, the agency has been contacting many parents of children in nursing homes to ask if they're happy with their care. Only one expressed an interest in bringing their child home, she says. But Matthew Dietz, the lead lawyer for the children suing the state, says state records show 34 families wanted their children's care reevaluated.
But even those who said they were happy said that they would love their kids to be closer. And some even said on the conversations that they wish they could get enough services to have their children home.
He also says the state doesn't have working phone numbers for 13 of the families. And Dietz says the changes the state is touting don't solve another problem, that families caring for their kids at home are repeatedly denied Medicaid coverage for their nursing care, even when doctors prescribe it. He says that problem has gotten worse in the past couple of years, ever since the state hired a company called EQ Health, which reviews the requests for care.
Essentially, what they do is attempt to make them as effective as possible with as little resources as possible.
He says EQ Health's annual report showed it had saved the state millions of dollars in cut nursing care hours. And the lawyers say that leaves many parents feeling they have no choice but to put their kids in an institution. But the state insists that is their last choice, too. David Wilkins heads the Department of Children and Families, which runs the foster care program. He said after the Department of Justice letter, the number of foster children in nursing homes has dropped by about 40%.
We do not want to have situations where children are having to be housed in skilled nursing facilities.
Secretary Dudek says state agents continue meeting with the federal Justice Department to work through the issues. The DOJ was threatening to sue the state late last year. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.